Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ganav al Pishnayim. Someone stole an axe or a lamb. Al Pishnayim. Two Edim testify they saw him do it. B'tavachimachar, the Ganav proceeded to shecht or sell the shar or the seh, the axe or the lamb, al Pim. In other words, the same Edus saw that as well. So that's the classical case. Here it's Pasha, the Ganav has to pay Dalad Vehe. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us Chidushim. The first chiddush is, or, even if the tfich and the mechira, the shechting or the selling, was al pishnayim acherim. In other words, Reuven and Shimon saw the ganav steal the shareset. Didn't see anything about the ganav shechting or selling it, but Levi and Yehuda saw him shecht it or sell it. So here there may be a problem that you have to have edus that see the whole thing. We never say someone is chayiv because we have two edim who saw the first half, and another two edim who saw the second half of something. But despite that, in this case, we say, Mishalim, that the Ganav has to pay Tashlimi Abar V'chamisha. He still has to pay 4 to 5 times the amount. And again, whenever we say 4 to 5 times the amount, it means 4 times for the lamb and 5 times for the shar. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Now we're going to see 8 different cases where the Ganav is chayav Tashlimi Abar V'chamisha, despite the fact that obviously there would be a reason to assume that he would not be chayav. The first case is, Ganav, he stole an axe, or a lamb, during the week, or on Shabbos, umachar, but he sold the geneva b'Shabbos. The din is he's chayiv to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Why? Didn't we say a halacha of kamli medinab b'menei? That if someone violates something which is a chi of misa, you don't pay money? Isn't chil Shabbos a chi of misa? And the answer is, even though you're not allowed to sell anything on Shabbos, it's not a chi of misa. But if he shechted it on Shabbos, we're going to learn soon, that would be a chi of misa. That's one of the lametes malachas. And he would taka be potter to pay dalad vehei. Second case. Ganav, he stole a shar or a seh, imachar, and he sold the geneva le'avaydezara, to an avaydezara. So he's chayiv dalad vehei. You're not supposed to sell things to an avaydezara, but it's not a chi of misa. And here too, but if he shechted for avaydezara, that would be a chi of misa. And under those circumstances, he would be potter and dalad vehei. Third case. He stole a shar or a seh, ganav, v'tavach, and he shechted b'yom kippurim. Here he's also chayiv dalad v'hei. Because for shechting on Yom Kippur, there's no misas bezin, there's only a chi of karis. And for a chi of karis, we don't say this rule of kam lebi d'rabim v'nei. We don't say that if someone's chayiv karis, he doesn't pay money. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Ganav, if he stole a shar or a seh, mishel aviv, from his father. V'tavach, he shechted it, or umachar, or he sold it. V'yachakach mesa aviv, afterwards his father died. Now here's the catch. He yarshens his father. So it turns out when he has to pay for it, he already has a chelik in the behema. So really part of it is his. But he still has to pay above a chamisha to the other yarshim, let's say to his other brothers, according to the amount that's coming to them. He just deducts his chelik. Let's say there were two brothers. One of them stole the shar or the seh from his father, shechted or sold it, and afterwards the father passed away. So during the Geneva, during the Tvich and the Mechira, he didn't own any part of it. His father was still alive. Now, when it comes to paying Lamaisa, he owns half of it, if there are two brothers. So he has to pay half of the Dalad Vehei to his other brother. The rest is his anyway. Now, if the father passed away before he shechted it, he would be totally putter from paying Dalad Vehei. Because he didn't shecht the entire behem of the Isser. As he was shechting the behemah, some of it was his. As soon as his father passes away, he already has a chilek in the behema. But over here, being that both the geneva as well as the shechting or the selling was still done when the father was alive, at that time, it was totally be'isr. None of it was his. And that's why he has to pay, or at least he has to pay what he owes his brother. Vayter zakta mishnah. This is the 5th of the 8 cases where he's patur and dalad v'hei, if you're counting. Ganav, if he stole a shar or a seh from an individual, v'tavach, and he shechted the shar or the seh, the achakach hegdish. And afterwards, he donated it to hegdish. When we say hegdish, it means to bedek habayis, the general use that the Beis HaMikdash can use it for different purposes. It doesn't mean for the mizbeach, because you can't donate a behema after you shecht it for the mizbeach. Now, mishalim tashlumi abav v'chamisha, he still has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. When he stole it, as well as when he shechted it, it was still chulin. The hegdish only came afterwards. Vayter zakta mishnah. This is the 6th of the 8 cases where he's chayiv, despite the fact there may have been an argument to say that he's pater. Ganav stole a shar or a sevet tavach and shechted the axe of the lamb. But it wasn't his kavana to shecht it for a person to eat. Rather, his kavana was lerefuah. He wanted to make some kind of a medicine out of this behemoth. Or he wanted to feed it to dogs. He still has to pay dalad v'hei. Despite whatever his kavana was, he still shechted it in a proper way, and a person could eat it. If you're shechting chulin, chulin means something that's not hegdish, it doesn't have to be with the kavana to eat it. If you shechted it properly, then it's called a good shechita. And now we have the last two cases, where at least one tana holds he's chayiv. We're going to see in regard to these last two cases, Rav Shimon disagrees. But first, here's the shechita of the tana kama. The shechit of someone shechts this shoraseh that he had first stole, v'nimsa treifa, even though he shechted it properly, but we see the behema was treifa. Treifa means that it had one of the 18 things that Chazal teach us. If a behema has this problem, it can't live for 12 months. The analogy to eat the behema. So l'chayr, is this shechita a good shechita? You can't eat it anyway. But the Tanakama says he still has to pay dalad v'hei. That's because the Tanakama holds shechita she'en eruya. In other words, a shechita that doesn't lead to the basar being mutter is still called a shechita. We still say he shechted it. That's what the Torah says. If you shechted it, you have to pay dalad v'hei. It doesn't say you shechted in such a way where you can eat it. The shechita was done according to halacha. It does accomplish something. Even if you shechted behem and it turns out to be treifa, lemaisa, the basar is not tummy. If a behemah dies on its own, it has tumas nevela. If you shecht the behem, even though it turns out to be treifa, while you can't eat it, it's not tummy. So it is a shechita that counts for something. And according to the Tanakama, it counts enough for him to have to pay dalad v'hei. In the eighth case, we learn where someone stole a shor or a seh, and he shechts it in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashoichid chulin be'azara. Chulin means again a behemoth that's not hegdish. He took it into the azara of the Beis HaMikdash and shechted it over there. Mishalim tashlumi above a chemisha. He has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Even though you are not allowed to eat this, because chulin that was shechted in the azara is even asr behanah, you can't even derive any pleasure from it, never mind eating. But the Tanakama holds, he has to pay dalad v'hei. The Tanakama holds, shechita she'ena ruya, a shechita, although it doesn't lead to being able to eat it, but lamaisa, it's called a shechita, shma shechita. And like in the previous case, where it was treifa, this shechita is a kosher shechita, pi halacha. It's not tummy like a nevela, you just can't eat it. But in regard to dalad v'hei, where the Torah says, utvache, if you shechted, you have to pay dalad v'hei, it's called shechting. On the other hand, Rav Shimon paiter b'shnei elu. In these last two cases, where he shechts and then it turns out that it's treifa, or if he shechts chulin in the azara, Rav Shimon says he won't pay dalad v'hei. That's because Rav Shimon says that a shechita that doesn't lead us to a behemoth that could be eaten by people is not called a shechita. When the Torah says you have to pay dalad v'hei, the Torah said utvachi. He has to shecht in such a way, you can wind up eating the meat. Okay, quickly, chazering over. We learned in our Mishnah that if someone stole a shor or a seh, and Adim saw him do it, they also saw him shecht it or sell it, so he pays dalad v'hei, dalad for the seh, and 5 times the amount for the shor. But I'll tell you an even greater chiddush, says the Mishnah. Even if it was one group of Adim that saw him steal it, the other group saw shechting of the selling, he's still going to have to pay. And it's not considered being mitzar of different parts of an edus. Then we had 8 cases where a ganef is chayiv tashlumi above a chemish, even though there may have been an argument to say that he shouldn't be chayiv. Case number 1, he stole a shor or a seh either during the week or on Shabbos, but the point is he sold the ganeva on Shabbos. We don't say kam le'midanav emine, even though you're not allowed to sell on Shabbos, but there's no einish misa for selling on Shabbos. We're going to see later, not so. If he shechted it, on Shabbos, then he would be chayiv mitzvahs, one of the lamatas malachis, and therefore he would be pater on the dalad v'hei. So whenever someone does something which is a chayiv misa, he doesn't pay money. Second case was if he stole a shor or a seh and sold the ganeva to an avodah zara. You're not allowed to, but again, there's no chayiv misa for selling to avodah zara. There is a chayiv misa for shechting to avodah zara, though. Third case is if he stole a shor or a seh and shechted it on Yom Kippur, even though he's chayiv karis. But there's no kam limud rabbi menei, says the Tana of our Mishnah, when it comes to karis. It has to be a chiyav misa. Therefore, in all these cases, he's still going to pay dalad v'hei. Fourth case was if he stole a shor or a seh from his father. Shechted or sold this shor or seh when his father was still alive. So at the time of shechting and selling, none of it was his. afterwards the father died, when it comes to pay for it, he now owns part of it because he yarshened it, he has to pay dalet vehei. Now he deducts his part. So if he has one brother, he has to pay half of the dalet vehei. Fifth case where he has to pay dalet vehei if he stole a shor or a seh from someone else, shechted it, and then he was magdish it. He's left to pay dalet vehei to the bailam. Because during the time of shechting, it was a behemoth that belonged to the bailam. Sixth case was if he steals a shor or a seh, shechts it, but he didn't shecht it with the intent to eat the meat. He shechted it to try to get some medicine out of it or to feed it to the dogs. It's still called a shechita. There's no din by chulin that you have to shecht it for the purpose of eating it. And as long as it's mutter to eat, then it satisfies the criteria of a tvachai and is going to have to pay dalet vehei. If someone shechts and it turns out that it's treifa, treifa means we find some type of problem with the animal where we see it couldn't live for 12 months. According to the Tanakhama, he still pays dalet vehei. Although this shechita didn't lead to a heter to make the meat kosher, but the shechita itself is okay. The problem is that the animal is treifa. The shechita is still effective to say that the animal is not tamei, and that's enough to say that he has to pay dalet vehei according to the Tanakhama. For that matter, if someone shechts chulin, chulin means a non-hegdish animal in the azara, he has to pay dalet vehei according to the Tanakhama. The shechita is a valid shechita, even though the animal is asur bahanah, because of chulin ashechten in the azara, it's asur bahanah, but the shechita itself is still called a shechita. Again, here too, it's effective so that the animal is not tummy, and that's enough to say you should have to pay dalet vehei. In these last two cases, we said Rav Shimon disagrees. If you shechten, it turns out that it's treifa. Or if you shechts chulin bi azara, Shimon holds shechita she'ein ruya l'achilas adam, a shechita that doesn't lead to the basar being kosher to eat is not called a shechita. As a result, he wouldn't have to pay dalet vehei.